Chase Willie and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We're streaming on the Game Nashville app. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason hanging out with you. Max Herz behind the glass as well. We say hello to one half of the radio team and the TV team. The man does it all. Skillsy Hal Gill is on with us. Hal, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Just getting a workout in here before we ship off to beautiful Ohio.
Yes, the Columbus Blue Jackets tomorrow. But let's talk about last night. Unfortunate. Yeah, well, you know, it's what we do. Unfortunate result because the Predators looked like they were in control, at least on the scoreboard. And then L.A. comes storming back in the third period. They end up winning it in a shootout 4-3 in Nashville. It was a late night. But the Predators have now dropped three in a row after going 2-0 in Prague. What are you seeing out of this team right now that gives you concern but also might give you a little bit of hope at the same time because it's so early in the season?
Yeah, it's still early. You said it. You know, I think a lot of teams are trying to figure out what they are and how everything works. You know, I thought they came back from Prague and they let off the gas. They got comfortable. They slept in their own beds, spent time with their family, and that's all great. But when it was time to turn it back on, I think they just didn't have the engine revved, so to speak. And I thought they had it last night. I thought they were going. I thought they were buzzing. They had more juice. They had more life. Penalties, man, they're killing them. They're just killing themselves with the lazy stick penalties, offensive zone penalties. Like you can't take those. And I think it just wore them down. And I thought they were going to dodge the bullet. I thought they took all those penalties and were still going to come out with a win. But I think it takes a lot out of you to kill penalties for most of the game. And it ruins your rhythm. And I think the team, the way it's set up with the four lines, I think that they like to roll and get everyone involved. It's hard to get into a rhythm that way. And I think ultimately that's what cost them. And they just kind of, you know, got on their heels and fell back a little bit. And L.A., I mean, they've been buzzing the last couple games. They had like 12 goals in their last two games. So you had to expect that they're coming with a surge, and give them credit. They played well down the stretch and were able to pull it off. But in the end, I thought the motor was there for the Preds. So it's a good sign. They got a point, you know, get on the road and hopefully get a big win in Columbus and then start to feel some confidence come out of that.
Speaking of confidence, I think a guy that has shown that he has a lot of confidence right now is Cody Glass. He breaks through last night, gets the first goal, his first goal as a Predator with that one last night. But what have you seen out of him through camp and now through the first few games of the season?
You know what? There's certain plays that a guy does that you go, and I've heard several college football coaches say, just show me one play where a guy does something exceptional. And I want that player because I can coach the rest, but you need an exceptional elite athlete to be able to do something. And I think that's what Cody Glass kind of showed us last night. Like, you know, he gets that puck, he sees the seam, hits the seam with speed, gets the puck, creates separation with the D, and shoots in stride. And to be able to shoot that hard, that accurate, and with that speed in stride is tough to defend. And so I think if you just break down that one single play, there's not a lot of guys that can do that. And so I think if you give him some confidence, I think he worked hard. You could see in that behind the glass video, it was great because he says it. That's what you want to hear a guy say is, I went out there and I worked hard for this, so I deserve it. You know, and that's what I think Cody Glass is doing right now. He's proven he's worked hard, and now he's ready to go.
Now, Hal, I heard you mention the mental aspect and the laziness and the penalties. Is that the part that gets frustrating? I'm sure Coach Hines is looking at that. And he did sort of mention, I think, last game about, you know, just physically and mentally not giving it what they should have given it. But I looked at it more as, you know, they seem like they have it physically, but the mental part is more so what he's talking about. So those mental mistakes and insinuating penalties, is that the frustrating part?
Yeah, that's you know what? When you look at some of those penalties, and you know every player is guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're reaching, you're fighting, you're getting into a battle, and then your legs stop moving because you kind of you let off the gas and you throw that last jab of a stick, try to just pick it, you know, try to hope that the puck will come to you. Those are the plays they got to get rid of. That kills you. If you see a guy who's straight legs and he's sticking his stick out, the refs are going to call that. It's too easy for them to call it. And that's the lazy stick penalties that you're getting. You know, the Deschene in the neutral zone, you know, he gets beat on a cutback, and rather than keep his feet moving and re-attack it, he just turns around and swings. And, you know, maybe he gets the puck, but there's a lot of hope involved in that, and he ends up sweeping the legs and taking a penalty. Those are the ones that you got to get rid of. And, you know, I don't know how coaches do it nowadays. Back in my day, you'd sit there and the whole team would watch your stupid penalty five times on video, and everyone would go, oh, God, coach is giving it to him. I don't think it goes like that anymore, but you got to do something to make sure that these don't happen again, because it wears you down. You know, if Tanner Jeannot goes and gives someone an elbow through the head and crushes a guy in the corner, or, you know, it's a bad penalty, but a physical hard penalty that puts fear into the other team's and I'm not saying you should go out and elbow guys, but if you're establishing a game and playing physical and hard and you by accident take a penalty, it's one thing. The stick penalties kill you. It makes you feel weak, and it gives so much momentum to the other team.
I'm flashing back to a film session we had at Vanderbilt. Well, one of my teammates, thankfully it wasn't me, got beat down the court by the 54-year-old referee for not hustling. And man, we watched that 15 times straight. That my poor teammate who shall remain nameless never lived it down after that. But skills, what about the power play? Yeah, we've all been in those film sessions for sure. What about the power play? What's the missing ingredient there? I look at the 4-on-3 in overtime, and boy, they had great chances. I thought they moved it pretty well. It looks like they're getting in position to get the results, but the results just aren't there right now.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, what's funny is like they had some good looks. They had that I think it was Deschene bump to Johansson for the one timer in the slot earlier in the game, and then they had the same kind of play where they set it up and kicked Deschene out for the one-timer, and I think that one just went off the side of the net. Like, they're getting good looks, and I love the way their power play is set up. You know, they had that chemistry from last year, and it seems to carry over. The problem is they're not scoring, and, you know, when I was killing penalties against a team that wasn't scoring, usually that meant, okay, they're going to throw it all out and they're just going to crash the net. You know, we got five guys, you got four. Let's throw it into the slot and see who wins a battle. And that's what I think the Preds kind of need a little bit more of is, all right, maybe this isn't the perfect play, but I'm just going to blast it, get it through, get it to the net, and we're going to have three guys against their two guys. And if they have three guys down there, we'll have four, and we're going to outnumber them and find a way to get. You know, sometimes the ugly ones are a lot more fun. You know, I think that's what they got to go and look for.
Yep, and they count the same, for sure.
Sure do.
How great of a passer is Mikhail Granlund? Boy, he made a couple of nice ones last night.
Ridiculous, isn't it? You know what I love about his game is you see the highlight reel where he throws the sauce cross ice, and it's beautiful, but you don't see the grind right before that, right? Like the digging in the corners, battling for pucks. And then, you know, somehow creating enough space and time to be able to see that play. You know, he's got big dudes crashing in all around him, and they're coming after him hard. And he has the presence to pick his head up and not just see, you know, I was looking at one of the plays and I'm going, all right, he's got three guys open. He could move it to him. And then he turns around and fires it back door across the ice. To have that vision is just amazing to me. As a guy who, I only saw about 6 feet around my stick, and that's about it. And for Mikhail Granlund, he's seeing the whole ice and making plays and doing it all after grinding and paying the price. So I love watching players like Granny go out there and do his thing.
All right, now we're about to head for Columbus. Now, Dimash, you'll appreciate this. Hal's oldest, Izzy, is a lacrosse player at Ohio State, so he's going to get a chance to see Izzy. Mm. But I just want to have the instant replay, Hal. Take me back to when you guys dropped her off at college, your oldest going off to college, the emotions. Because D. Mace and I have been there.
Don't do that to me, Willie. You're bringing out the soccer side. I don't know.
Come on, we got to bring it out, Hal. Come on.
It was tough. You know what? I was proud of myself. I shed a little tear. We got on the highway. You know, I gave her a hug and let her go. But I tell you, when I got hit my pillow that night, I did the ugly cry. It was the worst. It was just an all-out sob, snot flying everywhere. It was awful. So I needless to say, I'm excited to see her. It's gonna be nice to see her. And she's got her whole team coming to the game tomorrow night. So that'll be fun too.
So by the time you drop Talon off for college, is this going to be like, all right, get out of here. Good luck.
I'm all teared out.
Skillsy, thanks as always.
I'll be sick and tired of it all by then.
Exactly. Best of luck on the trip to Columbus. I mean, you're just doing radio stuff, but appreciate it as always. We'll talk again here in a couple weeks.
I need luck for radio. Come on, buddy. Give me some luck.
You got all the luck. All the luck you need.
Thanks, guys.
Hal Gill, one half of the radio team, also part of the television team as well. He does it all. Again, we're going to rotate Chris Mason and Skillsy this year, but good stuff from him. But first, Willie has a word about QC Kinetics.
All right, let's talk QC Kinetics. They are keeping people moving. As I say it all the time, if you've had some joint pain that has kept you from doing what you love to do, if it's skating, if it's hiking, if it's golf, whatever it is, joint pain can bring you down. And that's where QC Kinetics wants the word out. If you have tried some of the traditional methods of treatment and it hasn't worked for whatever reason, try QC Kinetics because it might be for you. This is cutting-edge stuff. It's regenerative medicine. It's got some high technology behind it, and it used to not be available to the general media, the general public. It was only for high-level athletes, professional athletes. They've been doing it for years, but now it's available to everybody, and QC Kinetics has clinics in Nashville, Clarksville, and Murfreesboro. So if you got the pain in your knees, back, shoulder, hips, whatever it is, try these regenerative treatments from QC Kinetics. It's a free consultation. Find out if this is for you, because what they like to tell you is it's no drugs, it's no downtime, no steroids, and no surgery. Call QC Kinetics at 615-249-4024. That's 615-249-4024. QC Kinetics, 615-249-4024.